Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. I got my man Chance. I got my man Slink. We in the village with livecrowdcast.io. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Chance, of course, is doing double duty, y'all. Y'all know how it is. So he'll be in and out. You know how it is. But yeah, Slink, what's good with you, brother? How you doing?
Man, how you guys doing? How's it going, village?
All right. Okay, I'm gonna mute Chance for a second here, man. Shoot me a message when you're ready, my brother. Shoot me a message. Just shoot the, because I can't even see you on camera right now. So yeah, village, we're live. We're in the village. We got Chance. We got Slink. We got everything going, bro. And we're getting ready to get after it, get active, and talk about these topics, man. So, like I said, Chance, my brother, shoot me that message when you're ready, and we'll keep going, brother. There it is. All right. So, let's look at this first topic here, man. Let's go on ahead and jump into this first segment here. What's a Trump? This first question, man, you know, here it is. It's we're tap dancing on pretty much 45's first 100 days in office. Truthfully, you know, what has this man done? And that's what I want to throw out to you guys. How do you guys feel about his first pending 100 days in office? So, you know, let's go on ahead and talk about it and go from there. All right. So what do you guys think about his first 100 days? Slink, I'm going to throw it to you first. What do you think?
I think it's his first 100 days been a failure. I mean, in my eyes. In my opinion, it's been very divisive. A lot of stuff that they're pushing, they're going back on their promises to his, to Republican voters and constituents. So there's a lot of chaos going on right now, in my opinion. So I'm looking at the stuff with this wall also. I know we'll probably get into that a little later. Just chaos. I mean, just, the true meaning of the word bipartisanship, but to the max. So.
Mm-hmm. Chance, my brother, what you got as far as his pending first 100 days?
I 100 on that one. Trump's not aware of disillusion and constituents. He's not helping Democrats either.
True.
Leading their buddies with the tax breaks and
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is, I don't know what happened, but I'm gonna have to refresh this page because Chance is kind of breaking up. So village, just ride with us for a quick second, reload this page, and hopefully things come back a little smoother. We're still recording in Audacity, so we're still going to just keep chopping it up right here. Well, you're just going to hear my voice mostly. But yeah, so welcome to the village on Crowdcast is slowly coming back up. It may be me, it may be Chance, I don't know. But things are coming back up now. Here we go. All right, I got Slink up. I'm going to come up. And Chance is...
I'm here. You see me?
Yeah, I see you. I'm just waiting on Chance. I think it... well, his will come up when he's when it populates. But I had to... okay, he logged. He bugged out. He had to probably restart his computer. But let me go ahead and throw my thoughts in here. I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a complete failure, but there are a lot of things, you know, you got to think about all his campaign promises. You know what I mean? Like, if you knew that you couldn't do this stuff within the first 100 days, these are the things that you should have never said. That's just where I'm at. You know, I don't have a problem with what he's trying. Well, I do have a problem with what he's trying to do. Let me just go ahead and backtrack that. There's a lot of things I do not like. However, comma, if he said that I can do this stuff within the first 100 days and none of this stuff is happening, like, i.e. the repealing of Obamacare, shutting down like NAFTA and all these different things, you know, there are a few victories that he's had, but they're very small, very few. And the truth of the matter is, I just don't think he was fully prepared to be the president of the U.S. I don't think he was fully prepared for that. I think he came into this thinking that he really could run this like a business. Well, I get it. The country itself is a business. This is a business. It's a brand. USA. It's a brand, right? But within that, there are people here. There are people that need programs. There are people that need these things to survive. And he's never, I don't think he fully took that into consideration. That's honestly what I think. I think he's listening to a small group of millionaires and billionaires, like, hey, you know, we're losing money because of this, that, and the other. And if that's how they feel, then fine. But the truth of the matter is, unless the bottom is doing well, the top isn't going to do well. The bottom buys the top's goods, services, things like that, right? It doesn't start at the top. It doesn't trickle down to us. That's not how it works. So I don't think that anything that he's done is worthwhile. And that's what I'm going to leave it at. Chance, you back yet? No, Chance is not back. Okay, so he'll come to us when he's ready, man. I don't know. We'll keep moving forward because I can't even see him on screen. And I'm sure he can't even hear us. But yeah, that's my thoughts, Link. You know, I'm literally like, I don't think what he's doing is worthwhile. I really don't think it is. I think he's at best mediocre, at best, you know, especially with all the campaign promises that he initially made. He said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I got this covered, this is all going to be done. Day one, he made promises. None of that's come true. Now, unless there's some other things going on behind the scenes, this first 100 days is going to be a bust. And there are many people just blind to the fact that, yes, you know, I wanted President Trump to win. But you're still blind to the fact that if you honestly believe that he's doing an amazing job, you're blind to the facts, right? You don't have to go to CNN or MSNBC or any other liberal or progressive website or anything else. You can look at it for your damn self. Look at what he's doing. The proof is in the pudding. It's there. You just don't want to accept it. And that's your choice. So I'm going to leave that one alone. Yeah, so I'll just leave that one as is. Chance, are you back with us? Nope, not yet. Okay. Because I still can't hear him. Slink, let's move on to this next topic, bro. All right. So, like I said, Village, Slink, Chance, and all our listeners, thank you. I go to different websites for information, and I will constantly go to Fox News, The Patriot, things like that, because I want all perspectives. So let's talk about this possible government shutdown over the Obamacare replacement. Right? Slink, I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and take it first. What do you think is the, what do you think could possibly happen as far as a government shutdown if Obamacare is not repealed and replaced or just repealed? What do you think it's actual that will go into a another government shutdown?
I believe we'll go into another government shutdown. It's been done before. And right now, this situation is probably a little bit more, I won't say dire, but maybe a little bit more, there's a little bit more riding on this. There actually is a lot more because it's healthcare, but they're using the healthcare as a bargaining piece. You know, they couldn't get it to the jive out the first time. So now they're trying to use this as a bargaining piece, but what do you have to replace it? I mean, so what are you gonna put up there? So unless I'm misunderstanding this, but what are you gonna put up there? And
yeah, and that's the other piece here, man. Is what are you gonna replace it with? I don't have a problem with Obamacare, right? I really don't have a problem. Now, I'll be one of the ones to admit it was not implemented correctly. I will say that. I will admit that, right? But with that in mind, sorry about that, Villa, trying to set some, I guess I got to set those before we start recording. But with that in mind, the truth of the matter, the fact is that this is still it's still in play. It still works. There are people that are benefiting from Obamacare, whether you want to admit to it or not. They are benefiting from it. And so, with that in mind, you have to keep this stuff in play. You have to keep this stuff before these people. Now, if you can come with a better alternative, then I'm sure the Republican conservative base will literally say, yes, let's put it into place. And it's not even about, putting a better thing into place. This, for me, let's just say what it is. This is about erasing the legacy that Barack Obama did. This country and all their hate for this man literally are like, look, okay, he was president. We'll never be able to erase his name from the books, but let's do our best to erase the legacy, erase the things that he's done. He's given LGBTQ people rights. He fought for their rights. There's a medical care. There's medical care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it. It is in play, right? There are other things that he's done for other countries. We've seen... We saw a reduction in nukes and things of that nature, right? But it's all about erasing his legacy. And that's all they care about. It's not about what's better in the country. It's that we have to reduce what he's done for this country. And that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Kevin. I mean, I said that. We talked about that a couple episodes ago. It's the first and foremost objective of those guys, in my opinion, is to erase that legacy. And it's almost at all, not at all costs, but it's at the cost of the American people, at the cost of you and I and everyone else and the listeners of the show. So.
Yeah, man, it's tragic that it's tragic, man, because Here's the thing. It's people are helped, right? And here we are. If we go into a government shutdown, what does that mean? Could these things not? I'm at the mute Chance because I can't see what's going on back there. Chance, just give me the thumbs up again when you're ready. So Village, here's the truth of the matter. These programs, are going to be affected, and ultimately, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, how much will it be affected by a government shutdown? That's what people need to also realize. It's how much will it be affected? How much of that program is embedded into the Affordable Care Act, the excuse me, Obamacare, all that good stuff, how much of that is actually embedded? So that's something that people need to think about. All right. So what I'm going to do real quick, Village, I'm going to stop recording on Audacity for a quick second here. Record. And so, yes, we're back. Definitely. Sorry about that, Village. But how many of these programs are truly going to be affected by what's going to happen if with a possible government shutdown? Right. That's what that's my concern. So, you know, we'll just keep going forward, Slink, and go from there. All right. You got anything else you want to say about this, or should I? Let me see if Chance is ready. Chance, if you ready, man, just hit me with the I'm ready or no. And, or if you're not even ready, if you're not even there, because I heard little man talking in the background. Okay, so Slink, you got anything else you want to say about this, bro?
No, that's pretty much about it, man. We're going all day about that one right there.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately we can, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so let's move on here to this next topic here. And this is one that's really and truly subjective, but 45 is saying the media won't give him credit for his accomplishments. You know, let me go ahead and throw my thoughts out there first. You have to really accomplish something before I give you props. Now, if your goal was to cause more hate and discontent, then by all means, the media should be covering that and giving you your props. But as a whole, I don't agree with him on this one at all. Now, has he had some small victories? Of course he's had some small victories. There's Chance right there. Unmuted. Cool. Good to go. He's had some small victories. I'll give him that. But as a whole, I really and truly don't believe that this man is just doing such a bang-up job. And of course, he's going to say, oh, the media is, you know, is lying. It's all fake news. This is that and the other. You know, just because it goes against what you believe or what you stand for, it does not make it fake news. And that's one of the things that I absolutely hate about this administration. Right? If you have facts about something being fake, then present the facts, right? I put up a post the other day, and I literally said, and just like that, the allegations of wiretapping are gone, right? They're gone now, right? He just needs his followers, right, or people in general to be distracted from the things he's actually doing. And that's one of the problems. Slink, I'm going to throw it to you, man. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a big game of smoke and mirrors. The distractions, the distractions, you know, it's a quick way for them to move things and to keep people off, you know, basically keep them off. And their whole administration, it seems like that's one of their main agendas or the way they operate is to, we all know it, is to minimize whatever you find on them or pull out, you know, any information that's factual and that's relevant. And if it puts them in a bad light or it's going against what they're trying to do, it's all about distractions. I mean, but that's something that's, it's not really new to this administration, but they take it to the max. I mean, this has been done in the past laws and stuff, you know, but this administration has a really, what's the word I'm trying to find for it? They have a really keen, way of going about doing it. They really it's all about distractions, and they've been really good at that. Distractions and being and making the playing field really divisive. So, and that's kind of been, it's kind of in that X way been kind of uh, going in their favor in a little bit when it comes to that. So, but people need to see through that. I mean, you and I.
Okay, did I lose you too, Slink? Yep, it's one of those days in the village, all the things that are on the internet.
So the guy that voted for him and they put him in office, they're it's an ego kind of thing almost. You know how you don't wanna be the one that, you don't wanna be wrong. You know, and so you stick with it all the way to the end. So
But hold on here. Let me refresh this page one more time, guys. Maybe I'll get a better signal here. Village, forgive me. Don't know what's going on today as far as the internet and things like that. Okay. So Slink is here. All right. So Slink, you good? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I had to redo some things on my end.
Okay.
So go ahead. What were you saying? Please continue what you were saying.
I kind of pretty much finished up. Where did it miss? Because I know it was.
You know, honestly, man, I don't even know what it missed. If you want to just reiterate what you said again, it's okay. It's
okay. Basically, I was saying that basically, the smoke and mirrors tactics, they're really divisive. You know, that. It's almost like his constituents or the people that kind of put him in office or the people that are rooting for him are still, you know, it's like they don't want to. It's almost like an ego thing. Like, okay, I'm going down with the ship. I'm not going to, you know, even though I see all this, I'm going to turn a blind eye to it. You know, I'm going, this is my guy. And I don't care what you say. I don't care what the evidence says. I don't care what the facts say. What's in black and white. Even what's common sense, what he says is what I'm going with. If he says it's fake news, I'm going with it. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and it is ridiculous because we're literally looking at a group of people who are like, you know what, no matter what he does, we're just going to support and lend our self to him. And I'll tell you, that was definitely not me with President Obama. Look, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There were some things he didn't do right, and there were some things he did great, and there were things I was like, no, that's not the right way to do it, right? And so maybe I'm a little more of a moderate than liberal or anything else, I don't know. I really don't know, right? But I go with what I feel is right and what I feel is wrong. And like I said, there were things that President Obama, I felt, was not in the best interest of the country. And there are things that President Trump is doing that I feel are definitely not in the best interest of the country. And so that's why I definitely I definitely am looking at, like you said, the big picture, Slink. The big picture is, what is he doing for everybody? Because right now there seems to be select few that are actually benefiting from his administration. And it's the ones at the top. And that's what needs to really be said and focused on. It's not necessarily the bottom rung of people, you know. It's let's make America great. Well, okay, cool, we're making America great. But it doesn't seem like you're focused on what makes America great for us, because that standard of make America great has so many different branches and things that can be taken off of that. Making America great for me is just simply saying, hey, I have a job, I have health insurance that takes care of me and my family, right? Making America great for a millionaire is tax breaks. Okay, cool. I get it. But if you're making America great and these tax breaks are hurting the lower rung people, then is it really great? It's not, you know? So that's just my thoughts, man. Do you have any other thoughts about this, or you think you want to move forward, or tell me what you got?
Well, I think a lot of, this is one of my opinions on this. I think a lot of what I'm seeing is this administration positioning for big business and for the upper, what do you want to call it, 1% or whatever. They, to me, the things we're after, the things that they're trying to roll back, every day I'm reading more and more stuff that they're trying to roll back, and everything relates to something that's going to benefit the top. There's nothing that's being done right now, no issues for the middle class and for the lower class when it comes to economics. So everything I'm seeing is positioning for big business, and even for once this administration is gone, they're making it's to me it's almost it well not almost like well it's a big dupe. Like, they came in, we're gonna do this for all you guys. We need you guys. It's both season. We're gonna talk to the middle class, lower class. These are the votes we need. Some of these other states we need to turn these states red. So you go about doing all this, make all these promises, which politicians do. We all know this. They make promises. He made some big promises. Even promise with the wall, I'm gonna get Mexico to pay for it. But now you're trying to get us to pay for 48 miles of pay billions of dollars for 48 miles of a wall. I could just go on and on with it. But what they're doing, in my opinion, they're positioning things for, they're making it easier for big business. Even when you look at environmentally, a lot of those environmental, a lot of the EPA, a lot of stuff they had set up to protect the environment, those guys are taking all that, they're rolling all that back. So they go, I can just keep going on with it, but it's all economics that they're setting things up for themselves, for the rich.
Yep. And that's exactly that. That's another point, you know, that we could easily jump on here. You think about all the cuts to programs like, stuff like, my God, Meals on Wheels and stuff like that. You know, you think about how minute of a program that actually cost versus, let's just go ahead and say what Secret Service is needing just to protect the first family, right? Mm-hmm. Melania Trump and Barron Trump are still in New York. He's finishing up his school year, and then he's supposed to move to D.C. Okay, cool. I'm good with that. I actually commend her for sticking to her guns on that one. I really do. Because that's got to be hard when you have half the country saying you're costing us money, and you're costing us money, and all this kid is doing is going to school, right? I'm going to ride with her on this one. I'm not going to down her. She wants her son to finish school during this part of the semester or whatever term, however it is. I don't know anymore. Right. And then they'll move to D.C. this summer and they'll start school in D.C. OK, cool. Let's keep going forward now. I think one of the other issues is how many people are looking at him going to Mar-a-Lago every weekend or every other weekend playing golf, and they're saying, oh, but he's out there conducting business and he's meeting people and things of that nature. OK, here's the ugly part about all this. The White House is set up for you to do business. That's why it's called the White House. It's where you meet politicians and other people or things of that nature. If anything, take them to Camp David. That's another sanctioned place for you to take, for the president to take a vacation. So I don't get all these trips to Mar-a-Lago that are costing us millions upon millions of dollars in the long run, but no one really wants to talk about that. And that kind of blows me away. It's like, I get it. You guys support him. You're supposed to support him. He's your candidate. But don't be stupid. Just don't be stupid. That's it. That's all I care about, man. Just don't be stupid about it. I would never be stupid for any politician. So, Slink, you got anything else, man, you want to talk about this one? Are you ready to...
Yeah, I'll chime in a little bit more on it, just to kind of piggyback on what you say, just for a quick minute.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on it. It's like, guys, wake up. Like, why are you... I mean, there's so many programs, you know, this money that... It's frivolous to them. I mean, it's not coming out of their pockets. They're squandering our dollars, man. It's prime example of what you were saying earlier too. The mentality. He has a businessman mentality. That's the way businessmen conduct business. They go on golf. They go on golf meetings. They go play golf together and stuff like that. Real leisurely, casual. That's a leisure type setting too. If you're going to be making international decisions for our country, you need to have those people in the correct setting. So they know this is serious business. This is, hey, your word is serious business. We're not out here on a golf course chumming it up. We're in the White House. We're set up for it. You know, why do we have to make all these exceptions for this president? He's really stretching it. He's really, I understand, you know, it's a total different type of situation. He's a different type of guy that's in office, but you know what? You have to acclimate to us, not us acclimating to you. Mm-hmm. You're here to serve us, not us serving you. So that's my whole feeling about it, man. It really pisses me off, man. Every time I see those golf trips, man, I'm not gonna lie to you. It really, really irritates me. And that people aren't saying anything about that. You wanna talk about the previous president, him going on vacation. This dude, they've already estimated how much he's going to blow that. He's going to probably blow 4 years of that guy's travel and his vacation out of the water before he's even done in this first year.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to complain about those things. You know, you want to complain about that. You know, it's just really, man, it's mind-boggling, man. It's really discouraging, too, to say I'm sitting in this country with these folks, you know, and we can't come to one accord. And we're on this end. We're like, okay, we told you this and that, okay. Come to the table with us. We're still willing to be like, hey, you know, okay, we told you, but we're not going to be like I told you. So let's work together and get this right. But you on the other end, you're wrong, and you're still not even wanting to come to the middle. So it's I don't know, Kev. So getting on a tangent there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we obviously could go on a tangent about this one. I don't know how to really say it, man. You know, I'm not going to tell people not to support, but open your eyes. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. Let's move on to this next topic, man. Here, let me see what's going on here. Okay, that's good to go. So the sanctuary cities, man, have been put on notice. You know, losing funding, you know, penalties, stuff like that. What are your thoughts about the sanctuary city and what this could mean for those cities? You know, sanctuary cities are literally, you know, allowing possible illegal aliens and illegal people that are not from this country safe living, essentially. You know, not every person that's here illegally is a criminal. Like, that's what people need to realize. But what do you got first, man? Go ahead.
Yeah, tricky thing, man. Yeah, we're in a sanctuary state. And I think it's another one of the ways that the administration, the current administration, is basically, it's kind of almost a bully tactic. I mean, these individual cities in these states, I mean, you're going to take funding away from them because they're not going along with your policy, and you're not using their resources. Their police officers, they don't want you to use their resources to do something that they think is frivolous, and they think that it disrupts the communities. I mean, people are not me, but some people are up in arms about this immigration issue. And to me, this is, I mean, people don't realize that a big part that the immigrants play in our economy. They don't realize that, and they think that, like you said, immigrants are criminals and things of that nature. And that element is actually, I believe, is being taken care of. I mean, I understand that, and I could go with that, the criminal aspect of it, but there has to be a process with that. I mean, as far as like how they were shipping these people out, and it's going to disrupt the economy. They don't believe it, but you know, I think a lot of those guys in administration, they're far from the reality that we all live. It's like, and it's crazy because you're businessmen and you should understand the ins and outs of how the gears of this country ticks, what makes this clock tick. And they're out of touch with reality with that. So, you know, when it comes to the sanctuary states and cities and stuff, you know what, I'm for it. So, and a state like California, you don't give us the funds. This state's the fifth largest economy in the world. So California's gonna be okay. So that's the way I see it. So when I see that in the news, San Francisco, the stands, the things that they're doing up in that city, and even some of the other cities down in Southern California, I'm like, hey, go for it. So, because those people, hey, they're just trying to make a way. Everybody wants a better way of life. I mean, things could be, you know, probably that, I don't know, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, you know, like I said, not every person that's here illegally is a criminal, right? There are people here that have been here for years that have never even received a parking ticket, let alone done something major that would get them kicked out of the country. So to me, that's a cop out. That's the cop out. That's what the right wants everyone to believe, that, you know, they're here and they're killing us and raping us. And it's been proven time and time again, facts. Mm-hmm. That more crimes are committed by people that are here legally versus people that are here illegally. But like I said, I roll over to Fox News, I roll over to all the different websites, and they'll find that one story, one or two stories, and they'll focus on that. But when somebody says, well, what about this incident? And what about this incident? Oh, it shut up and things of that nature. I'm like, no, you can't take one and not have the other. If you're going to talk about crime, then include everybody. And if you guys think I'm joking or don't think I know what I'm talking about, go ahead, hop on the Google machine, the mighty Google machine, and type in FBI crime table number 43 and get your and check the results of that. You guys think I'm playing. Illegal people are not the ones committing all these doggone crimes. Are there some people that are committing crimes? Yes, there is. But there are far more people that are here legally that are committing more crimes. So y'all need to keep that in play, okay? Keep that in mind. Keep it in play, whatever you want to do, and leave it at that. Because I find it annoying that every time you hop on the news or if I listen to Fox News or anything else, I just call it faux news, realistically. It's always, well, what the illegals are doing or anything like that. Well, what about, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to go there. Just know that it ain't the illegals committing, people that are here illegally committing all the crimes. There are people here that are here illegally and are literally just trying to live the American dream. That simple for them. So, let's move on here to this next topic, man. The Veterans Choice, man. What does it mean? Veterans Choice. Now, this is something that President Trump signed into law the other day. Let me see here if I can find it. I'm not sure if I sent it to myself. Let me see here. Just stay with me one second here, Village. Stay with me one second. Don't think I sent it to myself. Oh, that's not good. Not good. Okay, so the Veterans Choice, and I don't have a link in front of me for that, and I thought I had sent it to myself. But basically, Veterans Choice, it basically expands how veterans can go and see outside civilian doctors and things like that. From what I briefly read about it, I was going to kind of read the article as the show was going, but it basically is opening up the doors for veterans to receive better care. Now, I'm all for this one. This one, in its infancy of just the initial shock and awe is a great thing. If it allows more veterans to receive the care that they need and they don't have to wait. So if that's the case, then you know what? I'll go ahead and call this one a victory for 45. Have you heard anything about this, Slink?
Yeah, actually, I have, Kev, to be honest with you, there's a program that's already in place that's like that, because I actually benefit from a program like that right now as a veteran. I've actually seen various civilian doctors. I see my civilian doctors more than I do my primary care at the VA.
Mm-hmm.
Contract out holistic medicine too, like acupuncture, even things of that nature. So it's not just like when you think of medical care, you think of major things like surgeries and different therapies. You just think of the traditional stuff. They also do holistic. They also have that too. So it's something that's already in play, and maybe he's going to expand upon it, because right now it's a big deal, and a lot of vets are utilizing a similar program right now. I don't know what administration. Well, actually, I think this came about under 44's administration. But I'm guessing that that the Donald is going to, his administration is going to expand it, and I'm all for that, you know. And I would say, like you said, Kev, I would say that is a victory.
Mm-hmm.
That's a victory for the veterans, victory for the country. So
yeah, and it's definitely okay. Correct. That is a victory. Village, I'm saying President Trump has a victory with this one. I'll say it. This is a victory for this administration. Anything that's done for veterans in a positive light, a positive note, is a victory. There it is. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything bad about this one, bro. I'm not. But what I am going to do is I'm going to try and refresh this page, because I don't know if Chance is back. So just ride with me 1 second, Slink. Let me refresh here. I'm trying to get Chance back in, but his camera's been frozen and I have no volume from him. So I don't. There's Chance. There he is. Now we're just kind of waiting on my thing to come on back. Chance, my brother, we can see you. Can you hear us? Slink, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Chance, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. I don't know what was going on there, but it happened. So yeah, let's move on to this, these current events, guys. Let's talk about O'Reilly. I want to talk about O'Reilly for a second. You talk about on the way out getting paid. I mean, what is he getting, like $23 million or something like that? That's just insane. I don't know, man. Damn. Like, you get $23 million to quit? That's a lot of money. Oh, he was fired.
Fired, yeah.
Severance package.
Woo! That's not even a severance package. That's a
all that. Oh man, he got rewarded for doing horrible things.
Right?
He got rewarded for doing horrible things, Billings. Oh man, trying to get some of that privilege, man.
Bruh, I'm sitting here like, you got 24 million dollars. How does that work? Like, what do I got to do to get that? That's all I'm saying.
Huh? Tell me about it, Kevin.
Bruh, I don't know what... Like, how do you even really justify that? You know what I mean? How do you justify that to the people?
Man.
Because it's not like we don't live in the information age and we know what's going to happen.
Yes.
20, and I'm actually pulling up the article now because I just have to know the exact number.
All right, muscles, let's get somebody else a try.
Go ahead and mute that just because it's going to play in the background. Okay, so let's talk about this here. Former Fox News star Bill O'Reilly will receive $25 million. I'm sorry. $25 million as part of his settlement to leave the network in the wake of a sexual harassment scandal, according to the source familiar with the matter. O'Reilly's most recent contract provides that he can receive a maximum of 1 year's salary upon departure. According to a second source familiar with the matter, the news host's most recent contract is said to be worth $25 million a year. CNN's Brian Stelter first reported that O'Reilly would walk away with tens of millions, although the latter pegged the payout at the full $25 million. Fox News referred questions to parent company 21st Century Fox, which declined to comment. We said 23, it's actually 25. Yeah. 25 mil.
No comment. No comment.
Damn that! I got stuff to say, bro. What?
No comment on that. I'm talking about them. That's, you know, 20th century Fox. They like, oh, man. Parent company. Like, oh.
They like, how about them? How about them Raiders?
Yeah.
This is, man. Like, this is just crazy for me, bro. It's crazy. You talking about a man that literally has said some of the most outlandish things to women, right? Mm-hmm. The most outlandish things, and he literally got $25 million on the way out the door.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, I don't even know how to even properly address that. Because I know for a fact I couldn't get that kind of money. I would get some jail time, but I certainly wouldn't get that kind of money. So, you know, I'm not going to beat a dead horse here, but congratulations, Bill O'Reilly. Yes. You have done it. You've officially... you've done it, man. You've officially done it. And I don't even know what to even fully or actually say about that.
How to wrap it?
I can't wrap my head around it, man, because it's crazy to me that this man is walking away with $25 million. He's getting more money than the people than the women that sued him. Let that settle in. His contract is worth more than the women that are suing Fox News and him and have already made their settlements. Let that sink in, Village.
That is staggering.
But Slink, here's the thing. People will say white male privilege does not exist. Right?
Right.
So Chance, are you there, my brother? Because we still can't see you.
Yes.
Okay. What are your thoughts about this Bill O'Reilly thing, man?
You know, Bill O'Reilly, I'm glad that he's fired. He needed to be off the air a long time ago. The sad part is, you know, he does get to walk away with $25 million and end up on the Trump cabinet. Somewhere, you know, he'll go to the White House, which right now is Fox is the good part is, I think they actually got to see the power they have, the industry, when they work together, you know, and had someone removed from a show.
Mm-hmm.
The racist comments that got him removed, it wasn't the misconduct, it was the money that got him, you know, that just tells you, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, it's definitely something's going on with Chance and his I don't know if it's me and the internet, because I'm plugged right into the internet, but he's breaking up a little bit. So I heard a good portion of what he said, and basically, Village, if you guys couldn't make it out, Chance was literally saying, you know, this is the first time that where literally money was the thing that destroyed him in the racist comments. Now, if you think about the money slink and Chance, like you said, those advertisers, when they get to pulling out, you messing with people's money, they're going to be like, oh, no, what you need me to do? What you need me to do? And this further goes back to me, and I'm going to say this is a little bit off topic here, but if black people really banded together and took our money out of these brands and businesses that are constantly mistreating us, these areas that are mistreating us, and we invested in black, if we invested in black, I guarantee you they're going to come to the table and talk to us a little bit different. And we're going to see how law enforcement treats us different when we're in these malls and we're shopping at these businesses and things of that nature. So, yeah, that's my thoughts, man. Slink, you got anything else on this one?
Man, you hit it right on the head right there, man. You hit it on the head.
Yeah, man. Chance, I can't tell if you're still there because I can't see you. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Did you have anything else on this one, bro?
No. You know, I think you nailed it. You know, our dollars can definitely alter the political landscape when we work together.
Mm-hmm.
And dependence has been a strength, but it's also been our greatest weakness.
Yeah. Yep. And that's something that we do got to work on as a people. A unified. Yep. So let me move on here to this next topic here, guys. Let's go ahead and just keep going forward. And this is there's two more things I want to discuss. We'll try to get to both of them. So the daughter of a New York City cop killed in 9/11 attacks. She joins the NYPD. And this right here, big ups to her. That's all I can say. Big ups to this young woman. She literally took a tragedy and turned it into a triumph. You know, you lose your father in one of the worst terrorist attacks, one of. You know, let's not forget about Black Wall Street, because that was a terrorist attack. But this is one of the worst terrorist attacks that we've seen recently, right? And now she is trying to become a police officer for New York. Man, you know, you can't say nothing about this young lady. That this is, and this is a story that I got from Fox News, because I like to search everywhere and find stories, right? Big ups to her. That's all I got. I just really wanted to talk about this story just for a few moments here. You know, she's doing an amazing thing. Right? She is literally doing an amazing thing. She took her tragedy, turned it into a triumph. There it is. Chance, Slink, you guys got anything on this? Anything you want to say? There you go, Chance. I see you now, Chance. Chance, what's your thoughts about this?
You know, I didn't get anything you said that fresh on me.
Okay. This New York, young lady out of New York, her father was an NYPD officer, and he was killed during 9/11. She has now become a New York City police officer. So, yeah. Chance, you still there, bro? Nope. Chance went out again.
So she's taken And that Jadine turned it into a huge positive and creating her own legacy for family.
Mm-hmm.
And her father, that's you know, outstanding. That's to a cowardly act and show what a true young lady did.
Yes, sir. And that's a very cowardly act. You just said it, man. And she literally took that and said, I am going to make this right. I'm going to do what's right in my head. And I commend her for that all the way through and through. Slink, what you got, my brother?
I commend her, man. She took a major tragedy and turned that into a very positive thing. She's doing it in for her family legacy, in her father's name. I mean, I think that's a great thing to follow in her father's footsteps. Her father's a hero, you know, and following his footsteps like that, you know, is a great thing. I commend her, and I will hope to see some of those other kids that are probably right now that are coming of age now from their parents that passed away in that tragic accident. I hope they all had that same kind of success and strive for the things they want in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So yeah, that wasn't supposed to be long and drawn out. I just really wanted everyone to know about it. And again, I'm upset with myself because I'm thinking that I'm sending these links to myself, and apparently I'm not sending them to myself. So I don't know what the heck, what's going on with me, but I really wanted to like read her name and stuff like that. And I'm still going through my emails now. Maybe I deleted it by accident. I don't know. But I really wanted to give this young lady props. excuse me. And say her name and say, you know, hey, we appreciate you. We love you. And we thank you for what you're doing. Because this is just, it's amazing, in my opinion. So, and I hope she gets out there and does an amazing job and has a long and fruitful career. I'll have to find the link later and post it for you guys. So this next topic here, Village, I don't know what's going on with Chance today, because I can't even see him.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there? Okay. Okay. Yeah. You just don't have any video. And that's all then. let's talk about this parachuting, you know, let's talk about that. Another terrorist attack. ISIS has claimed this was one of their soldiers, for lack of a better word. I'm thinking more along the lines of idiot or top-notch moron. But you know, what are we gonna do, man? Like, what is, because it's not just the U.S. You know, this is happening everywhere. But the problem is that when it happens somewhere else, right, it still affects us, because now it brings makes all of our buttholes pucker up a little bit more. You know what I mean? And so, gentlemen, you know, as far as, go ahead, Chance. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I'm thinking the biggest problem right now with ISIS is globally, we have not taking global decisive action against ISIS. We are globally, NATO lacks the stones to actually do anything meaningful on a large scale. We know where the bulk of ISIS is, and yet globally we don't do anything about it, because in an area of the world that, to be honest with you, we don't particularly care too much about. Syria doesn't really have a lot of natural resources that we care about, and it's kind of in a place that we don't want to deal with. It's fine when the fighting is over there. It's a problem when it gets exported to places that we do care about. And this has been the problem with Western foreign policy when it comes to providing security across the world. We don't provide security and justice for oppressed peoples evenly. And now we're reaping the benefit or the rewards from that failed policy. So defeating ISIS is going to require providing security for civilians, putting boots on the ground, eliminating the threat, and providing some economic incentive and a path for economic growth in these countries. Until the world does that and recognizes that this is something that they'll have to do, we'll continue to fight terrorists in these small pockets across the world until we do realize that.
That's it, man, right there. Slink, what's your thoughts, sir?
Chance, that's one of the most insightful viewpoints I've heard on that. I mean, really, because that's kind of how I think about it. I think about it in a money sense. The reason why a lot of this is going on is because there's no economic opportunity in those countries that, that haven't had an opportunity to develop. So I think another thing, too, I think as far as tackling it, we got also the propaganda that's proliferated through the internet. But as long as those economic conditions still exist, like Chan said, it's just going to keep on going on and on. And you open up opportunities for them as far as like I was just saying about the internet, social media, and different ways of spreading their ideology. And they, and like, you know, they target youngsters. They target the, because those are the youngsters, people that are downtrodden. It's easy to get those people on board because they are struggling. So there's a human aspect to it that really needs to be addressed. Like with a lot of things, it's like, what's the root cause of this? It's really, really simple. It's not difficult. You know, and I always look at these issues when you look at it on the news, national news or international news, wherever you are, if you read, they make it seem like it's so difficult. You know, but in all honesty, it's not difficult. It's really not. If people are treated the way if people are treated fairly, then people get along. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not always, what can I get out of this? I'm going to do this for everybody. I got to get something out of it. No, that's not humanity. Bring some humanity to the picture, then we're good. I mean, that's just the way I see it with a lot of our issues. A lot of our issues are not as difficult as people want, as the media. And I don't say want to portray it that way, but they sensationalize things. But if everybody gets on one accord, I think a lot of these problems will go away. I don't think they're as difficult as they may seem. So,
okay, no, and I definitely have to agree there. You know, that perspective definitely. I do believe media has sensationalized some things, and Chance is definitely correct as well. Trying to beat an enemy that is like, realistically, I got nothing to lose. And then on top of that, we're still bombing their homeland and their country. Hell, we're just creating more terrorists. We're creating more people that hate us because their mother or their sister, their brother, or whatever the case may be, completely innocent, but we dropped a bomb and killed them. So if you think that doesn't create hate and discontent throughout the world, man, you really need to start reading again. You know, I'm not saying what they're doing is right. I'm saying that, Village, they're not right for what they're doing. But at the same time, we're not right either. We're not. You cannot bomb another country and then get mad when they come over here and do something back to us. They getting their lick back. You know what I'm saying? That's all. They just getting their lick back.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, and it's not even... I mean, really, it's not even about, you know, you drop a bomb, you kill innocent civilians. It's not, you don't need to read about that. What you need to do is, you want to put that human side on it, you need to be able to empathize with those people, because put yourself in their position. Imagine if you were home one day and you came home and your house was blown up with your loved ones inside. And the government said, well, you know, we thought it was the drug dealer's house, so we thought this or that. We got the wrong house. You know, we were looking for some international terrorists, and, you know, we blew it up. My bad. You know, what would you do? I'm just going to chill. I'm going to kick it. It's okay. I forgive you. I don't think so. And, you know, this is the type of response we expect other countries to have with us. Well, you know, they're the United States. They had a higher moral authority. They made a mistake. And we understand. No. No.
It doesn't work like that.
You know, you look at all these international issues and problems. It all comes down to one group oppressing or treating another group as subhuman and expecting them to just sit back and accept that treatment when they, the people, the oppressors themselves, would not sit back and accept that very same treatment, but they expect someone else to. And, you know, that is a level of evil, hypocrisy, unfaithfulness to any religion that that exists. You know, that it's like the scourge of humanity. So,
hey Slink, I see you over there nodding your head, man. What do you got? What else did you want to add?
Man, Chance, on point. I mean, I don't really have anything to add to it. I mean, he's the man to stand it all. I mean, I'm in total agreement with him. I'm nodding over here because I'm just like I'm in exactly what you're saying, Chance. I feel it, and I completely agree with you. Completely.
Okay. You know, yeah, we could go on and on about this because there's so many little side statistics that need to be discussed, and maybe we'll discuss this on a future show. But let's go ahead and wrap that one up. Let's move on to this next segment here, the knee-jerk reactions. Let's talk about Aaron Hernandez once again. I'm going to throw this in here. Came across an interesting little tidbit here. Apparently, if you are in what's called, I guess, the appeal process, and there's any doubt, right, then, and you die during this process, apparently now the NFL has to pay this money out to him, or the Patriots have to pay this money out to him, right, or to his family. So I believe his daughter, after the lawyers take their fees and stuff like that, she could inherit anywhere from, I think, $10 to $12 million, right? Some people have literally said he gets, and I even said it, some people have said he won his appeal, you know, he was appealing this, why would he kill himself? Well, maybe he knew ultimately something bad could turn about with this. He commits suicide. His daughter's now taken care of. And that's a far-fetched stretch. That's a far-fetched story, right? And I get it. I know that sounds crazy. But there are some people that are like, look, I'm about to be in here for the rest of my life anyway. Let me go ahead. If I can do this, let me set my family straight. Just saying. What?
That's not far-fetched.
That's not far-fetched to you?
That right there is a hard choice. I mean, that's that John Q stuff right there. That's what a man does. You know, he's got no other choice. Himself, his life for his children. Shoot.
$10 to $12 million. He had to kill himself. I mean, he's in jail for the rest. Yeah. I don't know. It's a stretch, guys. But, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chance.
Now, look. Think of it this way. You got people willing to blow themselves up in their own minds to protect their families and their children. You think it's any different from a man willing to take his own life to make sure the future of his children is secure monetarily? It's not far-fetched at all.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chance, and also too, he doesn't have a chance of getting out. There's no chance of parole. I mean, so if that appeal goes awry, so what's your chance? And what's your, you know, I think you probably think that is. I don't think it's far-fetched, but I think a man would do that. I mean, when you really think about it, if, hey, I'm not getting out of here, you know. My family, you know, they probably, you know, eventually, you know, I don't know if they're going to struggle. I can't help them, but this is the way I can help them. You know, there's no other way I can help them. I'm just sitting here and just rotting away. So, you know what? I'm going to help them. And that's it. And I think, I think any of us as men, if we end up in those situations, I think, you know, hey, I do it. I ain't going to lie to you. I love my family that deeply. So I could see how a man would do that. But me, you know, just make sure I never get in them kind of situations, so we don't have to.
Yeah, that part, gentlemen.
Y'all feel me, right?
Yeah. All right. I do, man. You know, I'm not killing myself. I love my babies. I love my wife, but I can't. Like, I'm going to have somebody stomp my head in or something, man, because I couldn't. Somebody else got to do it because I couldn't do it, man.
Don't get in them situations. When I think about that.
Yeah, I'm never going to be in that. I'm not that guy. Hell no. I am very in control enough to not do that. So, yes. But ultimately, man, you know, if that was his mindset going into it,
yeah.
I mean, my hat's off to you. That's all I can say.
Hey, let me throw this at you. He's old school. He remembers that line, Tupac's line. Can't find something to live for, then you better find something you're willing to die for.
Whew.
And he found that thing he's willing to die for.
And there that is. My God. That's dead on, man. Find something you're willing, if you're not, yeah. Find something you're willing to die for. And that little girl he had, she said, it'll go into a trust. She'll get that money when she's of age. And there it is. Even in death, your old man took care of you. That's what it's all about, right? Ain't that the goal for all fathers? Even in death, we want to take care of our family.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our number one worry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, worry, that's what it is. It's revolving around, hey, we got to make sure. I got to make sure I take care of this family. Make sure everybody's good. You know.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to this next knee jerk reaction here, guys. I'm going to screen share and I'm going to show you guys an image, and it's on my email, so you guys don't be looking at my stuff all crazy.
I'm gonna do a screenshot as soon as it comes up.
Yeah. All right. So let's focus the screen here on this young lady. If you guys can't tell, this young lady's prom dress is decorated with those that have been lost to some kind of police violence or something of that nature. As you can see, she has Trayvon Martin there. She has a little bit lower than that. The young man that was shot in, was it Cincinnati? God, why does his name escape me right now?
Yes.
But you look at her dress, and it blows me away because, and I even put it up on the Welcome to the Village Instagram account, my personal Instagram, Facebook, Welcome to the Village Facebook page. But don't ever say that our kids ain't woke. Do they have a different way of doing things? Yes, they do. Their music is different. Their clothes are different. But they have this technology that is literally allowing them to know what's going on in the world. And so this young lady's prom dress is decorated with those of the fallen. So Slink, I'm gonna throw it to you, my brother. Man, what do you think about that?
Man, that's just that.
Like,
see how I'm grinning, how I'm smiling over here, man.
That just
brightens me up, man. It's almost like I can't even describe the feeling inside of me when I saw that, when I realized what that was, when you said that's what that was.
because the first thing that comes to my mind is like, hey, that's our youth, man. And they are informed. And also too, that's a huge statement. I mean, I just love that dress, man. I'm gonna have to get that picture, man. I think I might make that my screensaver, man. For real, really. It just really touched me because you know, sometimes we're human. We get those feelings in our inside of us. That feeling like, man, our youth, man. What's going on with them? And so sometimes we need things like this to make us, you know, to remind us, hey, man, they have a lot of potential, and they're not like people would like to say that the youth is they're off track, distracted, or whatever the case may be, but. You know, but this right here is a good positive thing to show that, you know, that they're really not, that you can't lump them all in. And then also too, there's a lot of kids out there that have that awareness of self. And I love that.
That's it. And man, I absolutely love this, man. I ain't gonna lie. I loved it. When I saw that, I was like, wow, you know, we have, you know, I post pictures all the time of young people going to their proms and winter formals in traditional, like the bright African colors and things of that nature. To me, this generation is very woke, right? And I have to apologize to all these young people out here that I'm thinking that y'all just don't know what's going on. Just because they listen to Lil Yachty and all this crazy music that I disagree with does not mean that they're not woke. This is the music of their age. The way they dress is what they're doing. It coincides with what they see on TV. Now, if you continue this behavior into your 30s and 40s, then it's kind of a problem, right?
Yeah.
Because I sagged a little bit in high school, right? But I'm a grown man now. I wear my pants on my waist. I grew up, right? And so I think realistically what we need to do as grown men, do we need to guide our young people? Yes, we do. But we also need to let them grow up and make their own mistakes and make their own choices. We do. So this young lady, I'm giving kudos, props to whoever made that dress because it's amazing. She looks absolutely beautiful. I commend her for making a statement. I commend her for standing up for what is right and what is wrong. This is amazing. God bless her and her family. That's all I'm going to say about that. Slink, I'm going to let you have the last word on this one, man. Anything else you want to throw at me before I cut this one?
I'm just going to piggyback on you and say, like, same thing. God bless our family. God bless her. But also, too, shout out to the designer of that dress. I'm gonna go and say, I'm gonna bring it back old school and say, well, my mom says, well, that's a bad dress.
You know, and I had to look at myself and say, Kevin, she's in high school, dog. We don't ever go there. This is a high school prom. She looks amazing. And that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna get into detail, Slink. I'm gonna say she looks amazing. And leave it at that.
You better stop it.
She looks beautiful, and
that young sister, man, she, that dress is really, yeah, that, man, when I saw that, man, I swear, oh man, my eyes started getting a little watery, like, hold up, is that what, okay
mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah, definitely, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, so okay, so Chance is still out, and let's see if we have one more here. Let me see here. Is this something else? No, I already talked about that. Let me see. Did I have anything else for knee-jerk reaction? No, I'd rather cover that as a story. We'll cover that one next week. You know what time it is, man? It's time for that.
About
9:39. No. It's a little bit of a joke, bro. It's time for some Village Idiots, dog.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. Okay.
Yeah, bro. It's time for some Village Idiots. Let me go ahead and load this first story up here. Village Idiot time. And I think Chance can unmute himself. I think he figured it out. I think he knows he can mute and unmute himself. Chance, you can unmute yourself whenever you're ready, bro. But to some Village Idiots and call it a day. So, let me go to the screen share option, or do I need to do it? Was it me? Okay, let me see. Okay, there you go, Chance. I unmuted you. My bad. Screen share. First story. Don't know if anybody saw this.
Маша, вызывай скорую, ага. Быстрее, пошли!
Ой, блин!
And I'm gonna go ahead and end that.
You about a motorcycle?
Uh-huh. So apparently her twerking was a distraction. Of course, some would say the guy was just wrong or whatever. I don't know, man.
It happened so fast, Kev. I saw her twerking, and now I heard a motorcycle, and then he just was like, Jerms, what happened?
The video states that she was twerking, and she distracted the person in the vehicle. And he went to make that turn and collided with a motorcycle.
Wow, I heard it. Hey, I've seen somebody get in an accident before looking at a woman's butt.
Oh yeah, I mean I've had to hit my brakes a few times too.
I seen somebody literally run into somebody.
Crazy.
I was a youngster. At the bus stop in New Orleans. I'm sitting at the bus stop.
Crazy, huh?
Look, I can see him looking. He's looking. I said, he about to run into right into the back of a truck. But I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in New Orleans, so that's not you.
Oh, yeah. We both have seen. Look, if you traveled the world, then.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you've probably seen. Yeah. I've definitely seen some crazy stuff.
That was crazy. He's just like, what country was that in?
I want to say Russia or something like that, or Ukraine.
Like they have a Ukrainian accent or something.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah, man. That was the biggest Village Idiot I have ever encountered.
Worldwide.
Ever. Like, if that was even true, oh my God.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, these are good ones. It's Village Idiots, man. There's a lot out there, a lot of material, but that one's a good one right there, man.
Bruh.
I'm hoping everybody's okay. I'm sure.
Oh, well, yeah, me too. I'm hoping everyone's okay. Yeah. You know, but.
That's crazy, man. Sometimes some of the things, man, is like. The situations that happened, they're crazy, but it's like it could have been avoided. She was not there throwing a backside out there like that, you know. Insane, man.
I don't even like it happened. It happened.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's check this next one out here. let's see here. Let me see if I can in screen share once again. I think Chance had to bow out. I think Lil Man was definitely
definitely
getting a rough one. Yeah.
No, I'd be mine.
All right, here we go. Store clerk unable to read robber's note during robbery. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a criminal, be a complete criminal. Youngstown, Ohio. A robber's handwriting was so bad that the store clerk he was trying to rob couldn't read his note demanding money. Friday, police charged 22-year-old Deion Taylor with robbery. He is now in Mahoning County Jail. According to a police report, a man walked into Family Dollar store on Market Street about 7:30 p.m. Thursday and handed the clerk a note. The clerk said he couldn't read the handwriting and handed it back to the man and asked him to read it to him. The robber complied and read the note aloud. Police say the note read, "This is a robbery. Please be quiet. Don't let your pride get you killed." The clerk opened the register and gave the man the money and a pack of Newport cigarettes. Pack of Newports. I'm done.
I'm done. Hey, that's why you're a criminal. Man, that's really smart. Man.
Oh, my God. Man. He... Pack of Newports. Yep.
Hey, you know you're going to have some time to work on that penmanship, though.
Mm-hmm.
That penmanship right. You get some training up in there. They got some training up in there for them. Get that penmanship right.
Wow. Wow, man.
Hey, throw some Newports in there.
Throw some Newports in there too, dog.
Newports in there.
Yeah. Like
hamburger back in the day. Remember that back in the day, was it the lady went there with the dude brought the baby for hamburgers? Remember that?
Oh yeah, they was trading babies for burgers.
Yeah, baby for burgers.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Woo!
All right. Let's try to do one more here if I can pull this up. Yeah, let's look at this one. Let's see what this is about here. All right. Let's go ahead and go on back to the mighty screen share option here. Last Village Idiot. Oh, no. Wrong one. Screen share application. There we go. All right, police, man arrested after lying about kidnapping, setting his own car on fire. Mm-hmm, this is what we do. An Odessa man has been arrested after police say lied about being kidnapped and set his own car on fire. Oscar Carrillo, if I'm saying that wrong, forgive me, 31, has been charged and arrested for arson and a second degree felony. And false report to police officer, Class B misdemeanor. According to Odessa Police Department, on March 19th, a man reported an aggravated kidnapping to police. The complainant identified as Carrillo told officers that he had been kidnapped at gunpoint. Carrillo told police that the kidnapper had told him to drive his car to the 300 block of FM 1601, and once they were there, the suspect then set the car on fire. It was then that he was able to escape on foot and call the police, Carrillo told police. Throughout the investigation, Carrillo refused to cooperate with detectives, according to an arrest affidavit. Investigators then began identifying and interviewing associates of Carrillo. An acquaintance told police that Carrillo had asked him 4 days before the alleged kidnapping to blow up his vehicle because he was behind on his payment, according to the affidavit. So he was just trying to get out that car payment, dog.
I knew it.
He was like, if I can't have it, can't nobody have it.
Nobody have it. That's my ride. I knew it. When you was breaking out, I said, why would you not? When you was reading, I was like, no, why would you do that? I'm like, it's insurance fraud. I was like, I bet he's trying to get rid of that car.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he gotta get rid of that car.
That's it.
So now, but the story, the kidnap. Why got throw the kidnapping in there? Why is this somebody stole? I'm not advocating this village. I'm not
giving out criminal ways. I'm just saying that. I mean, that just doesn't
clean that up.
It just doesn't make sense. It's like, why, you know, oh my God. That's a lot of trouble he put himself in right there.
Mm-hmm.
Burn the car?
Burn the car to the ground.
You didn't burn your car.
Bruh. Yeah. Village.
Lean holders must have been on that butt, man.
Man. And he in Odessa, Texas. It ain't exactly a big place, so.
Yeah, I've been there before, too. It ain't big.
Yeah. I've never been to Odessa. Yeah, I can't lie. But I know it ain't that big. I've been to some other places that I'm like, this is actually part of America. Wow.
Yeah.
I've been to some places like that.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to Fallon, Nevada. Just saying.
that's one of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Man.
That people go through sometime, man. And that's like one of them, like, it sounded like he kind of thought it out because he did talk to somebody about it, too, to try to get somebody else to help him get in a scheme with him. So, but how badly planted is it? It seemed like there was something that somebody just shot off the top of their head. They were panicked. They didn't get that. That seems like maybe some kind of action that a panicked person would do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's crazy, man. Insane.
Yep. All right, Slink. That's our show, my brother. Tell people how to get a hold of you, all the things you got going on.
All right. I could be, you can get in contact with me at Slink Grindstone. At Slink Grindstones on Twitter. My email, slinkgrindstoneforyou@gmail.com. You can find me on BeatStars, and you can find me on SoundCloud. Just type in Slink, and you will find me, Slink Grindstone. And that's about it. That's how you get me.
Outstanding. You guys can get a hold of Chance at Chance W. Brown. You can get a hold of me at In Light of My Mind. You can also check out the Village Facebook page. Share the page, guys. Share the page. We're trying to get the likes up. You know, trying to grow our numbers. Search Welcome to the Village on Facebook. We'll come up. You'll see our little RCR logo. If you want to send us a Google voicemail or shoot us a text, even 619-202-1562. Greatly appreciate you. What else here? Go to welcometothevillage@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. We have so many ways of getting a hold of us. We're on Podomatic, we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, whatever floats your boat, you guys can hear us either way. T-shirt campaigns are in the works. Everyone's working hard behind the scenes. You know, it's a lot. It really is a lot. Having a full-time job and trying to do the podcast, it sometimes things kind of bleed over into each other. So just ride with us. Just know that we are working to make this. We are working to make this big. You know, I got Chance on board. I got Slink on board. We're gonna grow this. So just stand by because we're gonna get big. And I appreciate everyone that listens to the show. I appreciate everyone that retweets it, that shows us love on the YouTube channel. I appreciate all that love. I'm thankful for you guys. So with that in mind, Slink, a great show, my brother. It was great. And as the saying goes, Village, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night, guys, or a great day.
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
Peace.
Thank you, Jeff.